Okay, everyone, you've recognized the jingle, the music. This is yet another travel log. I've been hunting down Steve and Richard, and they're joining me now.
Hey, Pascal, how you doing, mon ami?
I'm
Hello,
very
Pascal.
good. So I've been able to track you down with the Waze app, and I know that you travel from Manchester to Rochdale. What's been happening?
Well, we've been in Manchester today for the big Manage Service Summit North. There's a mouthful for you, where there was about 130 MSPs in the room and tons of vendors, the great and the good from the industry. And it was just a really good event in Manchester, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And it kicked off with the legend that is Kevin Keegan doing a fantastic keynote about his time being a player and a manager and how it's translates to words that he mentioned were 100% in his success platform. So yeah, really good.
Kevin said something, Kevin. I'm on first name terms with him for reasons I'll share with you in just a minute. But Mr. Keegan was saying you should always give 100% unless you're giving blood. And I like that note. So yeah.
there's an interesting story between myself and Kevin Keegan. No, I've never had the pleasure of meeting him, even though I did live not far from him for a time. But when I was studying English back in France, we had to write an essay about a celebrity. British celebrity. And of course, all my mates went for the Queen and people like this. And because I was into football at the time, supporting Bordeaux Football Club, I went for Kevin Keegan and wrote a biography.
Wow, there you go. I had the good fortune. So as you know, and listeners will know, I moved from Birmingham to Newcastle upon Tyne about 7 years ago. And Keegan is a legend in the tune. And my two stepsons, Ben and Ryan, are season ticket holders down Newcastle. So I sidled up to Mr. Keegan and introduced myself. We had a good chat. And then I said, well, would you record a quick video for my stepsons? And he did. And he said, Ben, Ryan, I'm here with Richard. Just want to say, away the lads. And off he went. And so that made my boy's day there. He was a good fella, wasn't he?
Yes, you were very pleased by that gesture on your behalf.
But he was a great speaker, and he spent time with all of the managed service providers afterwards and many of the vendors as well who idolised him growing up. And I just, you know, you were talking about idolising him perhaps as a kid. I was looking at his wonderful, the old photographs of that beautiful head of hair he had. And I was getting, being a follically challenged individual, I was getting a bit jealous there.
Now, typically when we record these travel logs, I try and obviously catch you out in between, you know, events and so on. And often we're very lucky that you have special guests with you. Is that the case today, or are they just the two of you?
Well, we've got a number of special guests here. So we hot-footed it straight from the Managed Service Summit through the ridiculous Manchester travel and traffic. And we are now in Rochdale at the SBSC Northwest meeting, which is a collection of managed service providers, the great and the good, the handsome and the brilliant from the northwest of the country. And they've got together. So, gentlemen in the room, say hello to Pascal. So we don't just have one guest, we've got about 25 guests here at the moment, Pascal.
Yes, wow. we're in this wonderful boardroom, which is kind of in this round table, and it's like something out of a Bond villain's lair, isn't it? It's really, really, really impressive. But we're all here talking all things MSP. So
yeah, and the group is run by Robert Gibbons and Dave Retton up here. It's the UK's, I think I'm right in saying, the UK's longest running group. It's been around for a long time. For listeners who are not familiar with the term SBSC, it's quite an old-fashioned term in our industry, but it means Small Business Specialist Community. And to give some background, this community was actually, and there might be some people in the room who were so young that they didn't know that was what it was stood for. But it was actually born out of the fact of, you know, going back 15, 20 years, when I ran an MSP, we used to run a product called Microsoft Small Business Server, and there used to be loads of communities all over the UK, small business server sort of community specialists. And so that's where it came from. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be invited back to SBSC Northwest loads of times. And I've got to say, we're going to speak to you for as long as we can, but there's pizza due any minute. And if that comes, Pascal, I love you, mon ami, but we're going to go for the pizza instead.
That's quite right. That's understand. So listen, let's go back to, you know, I saw obviously on social media, you guys arrived yesterday, is that right? And just getting your bearings before moving to the summit today. So who got, I always like to ask the question, who got to the venue first?
Well, we traveled together, didn't we?
Yes, so we both traveled up from Birmingham. So whereas we would normally, I would come up from Birmingham and Richard would come from Newcastle upon Tyne, we actually traveled up together on the train. So we came at the same time.
That is incredibly disappointing, you know, because I always like to know, like, you know, the mad race, you know. So tell me more about, for those of us who didn't have the pleasure of being at the summit today, the highlights for you and some of the key takeaways.
What's up? So one of the highlights for me, and it's going to make him blush because he's in the room, but my great friend Philip Morgan, and I think long-time listeners to Tub Talk will know Phil. I think he's the first person to be on the show three times. But Philip Morgan of PAX 8, tech entrepreneur, you know, used to be with Network Group, used to be with Continuum, very well-known person in the industry. And Phil had a slot, I think it was only about 15 minutes on stage, just talking about data is the new oil. And in fact, Phil's in the room here. So rather than me describe it, let me see if I can grab him to come across, Phil. Let's give Phil a round of applause here. So Phil's going to join us. Tell us why data is the new oil. Well, give a quick introduction to listeners who perhaps don't know you yet.
Yeah, so hi, I'm Philip Morgan. Just Google PHYLIP Morgan and you can find out about me that way. But data is the new oil. Basically, I was sharing this story about the biggest oil field in the world that was discovered on the 10th of January, 1910. And it is the largest oil field in the world. Spindletop, the whole city of Houston exists because of it. And today, look around you right now, okay, we've got plastic products here. You all, most of you maybe came here in a traditional fossil fueled car, maybe rather than EV, but oil has transformed the world as we know it. Okay, so we're moving away from it. But the point I was trying to say, and I was sharing today, is what lessons can we learn from oil that we can learn 120 years on today that can help us in our business? And I shared some insights around that data is your oil. And how with PAX 8 and some of the developments that we're doing next year in particular, we're going to create some connectivity between your PSA and your RMM so we can grab the intelligence that's on all the endpoints that you manage. And you can send your crude data up to our refinery. And we'll see what I did there.
Eh? Very, good, I did. Very good.
That's worth a round of applause, isn't it? Is that you could send us your crude data and we'll give it back to you refined to give you insight and intelligence. So you can sit down in three areas with your customer. First of all, being able to use a little tool called Opportunity Explorer. So our friends at ConnectWise were talking about an ideal QBR today and what does that look like. So imagine a world where you can sit down with your customer instead of talking about tickets, instead of talking about patching and security, you could say, hey, this is what the best customers are doing with us. This is where you are. This is what we see, and giving you a visual way to use that data back to them. The second thing then, we're also going to cover a little bit of security, and that security piece is going to be really helping you with the security hardening of your customers, but you'll be able to give them a security score. Imagine you guys having a security score of 14. How do you feel about 14? It's a really low percentage.
Oh, scary.
Yes. So I can start a conversation around that and say, wow, how do we improve that? Well, maybe it looks like this. So instead of talking products, instead of talking vendors, we're talking outcomes and issues and problem solving. So we think that's a really good tool that you're going to use. And then last and by no means least, the last thing we're going to provide you is a configure price quote product that you can do this give this storefront capability for you to be able to send a contract to someone and they can just execute that contract totally seamlessly. Because the point I'm always saying as PAX 8 is, where do your quotations and proposals end up right now? I'll tell you where they end up. In your sent items. That's where they are. And they sit in your sent items and you're wondering, did they open it? Is it going to come back to me, etc.? Imagine a place that we can be a bit more mobile with it. And that's it. Data is the new oil. Yeah. So leverage it in your business. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
That was a great highlight. Thank you very much. And, you know, like I said, it's always like that major formal where we can see the videos and the photos of the summit taking place and so on. What about you, Steve, then? Any particular takeaway or contacts that you made while you were there?
Well, yeah, I mean, another good keynote that I saw was delivered by Kate Wood, who basically told us how not to run your business. So it was all things to do with communication and strategy, and it was all the things that you know are terrible, that you see examples of every day, whether it's dealing with your insurance company or whether it's, you know, buying groceries online. There's always some customer service practice that really irks you, and it's how to kind of avoid that practice and be better. That was one of my highlights, I think.
Yeah.
Super. In terms of the format of the summit, so I know that from the website, this is the fourth year that the summit was being organized. I'm sure it's grown and grown in popularity over time. What about the format, you know, the combination of talks and networking and breakout areas? How was that organized?
Well, there was a vendor breakout room with Pax8, other, you know, top vendors in the industry there, and attendees were able to, you know, mosey on around, have conversations with any of the vendors as they need to. But actually, I'll give them a lot of credit, the Managed Service Summit. They first of all, didn't make the cardinal mistake of putting the tea, coffee and food in a different room away from the vendors. I can tell you there's a couple of vendors in the room here and they drives them bananas when that happens. Mm. Of course, because they want to be having conversations with attendees. But secondly, that also stimulated the MSPs who were in attendance to congregate in one area and have conversations with one another. So that worked really well. And then the actual presentation room was just across the hallway, so people could drop in and out to the presentations that they wanted to see. So it was really good. And for any listeners who are thinking, oh, you know, it's based in Manchester, they actually run the Managed Service Summit in London as well. I believe there's like one a quarter in different parts of the world. Is that be right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think they've got one, I think, in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah.
And then there's a new one apparently going to be hosted in Sweden. Did I hear that?
Yeah, they're branching out to Sweden.
So, yeah, they're everywhere now. So there's no excuses.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smashing. So for you then, you know, what I like about the summit is those conversations that allow you to reflect on your own practices and then plan for what's coming around the corner. So are you able to share with us, you know, yeah, what 2024 could look like based on the conversation, some of the exchanges you've had?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out again to Phil Morgan, who you just heard. So I had the pleasure this afternoon. Phil and I disappeared off to his hotel room, which out of context sounds really dodgy, doesn't it? However, we set the microphone up and we got Phil on the podcast and we talked for a good 90 minutes. Now, Phil is famous or infamous, whichever way you look at it, depending on how they go. Every December, he puts together some predictions for the year upcoming on that. So perhaps Pascal in the show notes, we'll put a link to Phil's details so that people, you know, listening to this can go and check it out. But I asked Phil, you know, what's going to come around the corner? And of course, artificial intelligence, huge thing. But Phil was very specific and he talked about Microsoft Copilot. You know, we've just come, Steve and I were watching the big Microsoft Ignite conference last week. If you missed that as a listener, go back and watch it, because what Phil was saying about Copilot, it's going to transform the industry. And Phil went as far to tell me on the podcast, which listeners will be able to hear very, very soon. We're just editing and going to publish that. But Phil was saying that he's regained 15 to 30% of his productivity because it's essentially got Copilot there, Microsoft Copilot, helping it out. So anytime he needs to do something, instead of digging through a load of emails or checking, you know, he might just say, you know, hey, is my colleague free for this meeting? Is Michael available for a meeting? You know, and it just adds so much more time. So yeah, big shout out again for Phil, artificial intelligence, and specifically Microsoft Copilot. We're in a room full of Microsoft partners here tonight. And so, yeah, it's an obvious no-brainer for them to look into that.
Super. And from your point of view, Steve, then, as the digital journalist for Tablog and more, have you taken away some ideas for future articles and long reads, as you like to call them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as I say, there was so much in the presentations, but I mean, it's just great to actually have an event where everyone's having conversations about things like AI and about things, you know, that are going to improve productivity. And I think that a lot of what was mentioned, you know, in the keynotes and in the presentations and panels, they've got ramifications for the future, and people need to get on the bubble before it bursts. And there'll be a lot of that in my next write-up. So yeah, brilliant.
Now, I know people always look forward to it because, you know, and you do a very good job on to blog to link, you know, those long reads to additional content in different media formats from audio to video. Listen, I know that you're probably anxiously waiting for your pizzas to arrive. So before...
Smell pizza. Yeah. I've got to say, though, just before, can we... There's two people I just want to have a brief word on our travelogue. First of all, Robert, if you can come and join us. He's groaning, but he loves it. He wants to speak to you. So, Rob, come and introduce yourself to the audience. I was just telling them while you were out of the room, SBSC Northwest, you've been heading this up for quite some time now.
Have I?
You have. You were telling me about 15 minutes ago how long you've been doing it for.
I can't remember. So Rob Gibbons, SBSC coordinator, done it for about 13 years. Where's the actual camera on this? Are we doing that one?
You can look at Pascal, big version or little version, whichever.
I'll do the little version. So 13 years. I think the SBSC community, if I'm not right, Simon is sat across who I took over from, has been going for 15, 20, 20 years, more than 20 years. And I think, you know, the IT community is very grateful for these communities that are around. It gives us a platform to have a voice, ask questions, get answers, and, you know, like-minded people in a room together. So very much enjoying it.
And thanks for all you've done for the
I'm out of breath because I have been to go and get the pizzas. Whilst this lot's sat here talking, I've been running around.
And Pascal, there's somebody else I just want to bring in briefly. So there's a man in the room. Every time I see him, he said, when are you going to invite me on Tub Talk? And I've not told him. So Sam, now's your moment, mate. Sam Sheridan, who's going to come running across here, and he's looking mortified. But Sam, come across, say hello there. Now is your big moment. So... Sam is a great partner of Huntress and very well known and great on LinkedIn. Sam, say hello to the Tub Talk audience.
Hi, Sam from Sheridan Computers and a massive Pax 8 partner.
And a massive Pax 8 partner as well. So
that was kind of unexpected.
Well, we should give a shout out for Pax 8. The pizzas we're talking about, and indeed the community as a whole, sponsored by Pax 8, the SBSC Northwest Group, the Tech Tribe groups in the UK. Pax 8 put themselves front and centre in the community. And do you know what they ask for in return? Absolutely nothing. They just want to help, you know, promote these communities. My MSP business, Pascal, was built off the back of and accelerated by being in rooms, you know, with people like we've got in the room here tonight. And, you know, that old phrase, a rising tide lifts all boats. Managed service industry is unique, very unique in terms of competitors get together and they just help one another to grow the industry as a whole. So, yeah, big shout out to Pax 8 for buying the pizzas. And, yeah, I think we can all say thank you to them for that.
Excellent. Well, listen, you know, I know that delivery has arrived, so we're going to let you go and enjoy the rest of the evening. But thanks very much for everyone for jumping into this travel log.
Thank you, Pascal. Cheers, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Pascal. Hey team, this is Richard again. Just one more thing before you take off, and that is MSP Insights. Now, every Tuesday, I share my thoughts on the business of IT with you, the managed service community. Thousands of managed service providers already subscribe to MSP Insights. It's easy to sign up, easy to cancel. MSP Insights is basically a short email from me every Tuesday without fail with advice on growing your IT business, plus cool resources I've found, discovered, or started exploring that week. It's kind of like my diary of cool things, and often includes articles or books I've read, tools I've discovered, and events I think you'd be interested in, often sent to me by my friends and Tub Talk podcast guests. So if that sounds fun, a short tiny bite of MSP goodness every Tuesday, and you'd like to try it out, just go to go.tub.co/Tuesday. That's go.tub.co/Tuesday. Drop in your email and you'll get the very next one. Thanks for listening.